For the first time in history, volunteers will be covered for exactly the same benefits as full-time firefighters. It is fair and reasonable for all firefighters to have access to medical expenses, weekly benefits and statutory lump sum or common law damages.
The manager of the Rural Fire Brigades Association of Queensland, John Chaveau, says this is a huge win for the state's 36,000 volunteer firefighters. He says they're now on a par with paid firees.
The workers' compensation and protecting firefighters legislation that went through yesterday is the highest level of cover in the country for all firefighters. And that was not what was on the table in the first place.
John Chaveau says it was a tough fight. And while it's a win, you have to remember that to get the compensation, you have to have cancer.
Now, all firefighters and all workers in Queensland are covered under work cover if there's a causal link. You are at work, you fall down the stairs, or you contract cancer from this specific thing, so therefore you can access work cover. Presumptive legislation is that you have been a firefighter for a number of years, you've been active in your community, defending your community, you have developed one of these cancers that are more prevalent in firefighters than the rest of community, so therefore the presumption is that you may have contracted this cancer from your firefighting activities. So up until last night, this didn't exist for anybody in Queensland. Now it does, and after a long and rocky road, we now have volunteers being supported to the same level in this new legislation as a paid or a part-time firefighter.
So what are firefighters now entitled to?
Well, we say we've won and it's a great victory. To access presumptive legislation, you have not won a prize in this world. Because if you need to access presumptive legislation, it means you've got cancer. So you're in for the fight of your life. Now, this is a way of the state saying, we will support you through accessing work cover, so you will be able to, you know, pay your bills and put food on the table and really concentrate on getting better and surviving what's going to be the fight of your life. So we must temper our enthusiasm for what we've achieved for all volunteer firefighters by remembering that if a firefighter needs it, it's because they've got cancer.
What are those horrible cancers?
So what we've got is primary site brain cancer. That's you need to be active for 5 years for that. Primary site bladder cancer, primary site kidney cancer, primary non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, they're all 15 years. Leukemia, 5 years. Primary site breast cancer. Remember, we have many of volunteers who are women in Queensland. I think there's 8,000 out of the 36,000. Primary site testicular cancer, multiple myeloma, prostate, urethra, colorectal and esophageal cancer as well. And the esophageal cancer, there's a latency period of 25 years for that.
So how common is cancer amongst firees?
Well, we know that right now we have a number of cases going through where there is that causal link. How many will happen in the future? We don't know. We believe that it will possibly be higher in volunteer firefighters than paid or part-time firefighters because the level of PPE, personal protective equipment and clothing that volunteers get, is far inferior to that the paid staff get, even though, you know, every firefighter's got lungs and they all stand in the same smoke. So this is going to be a real driver for the fire service and for the government to really start providing appropriate equipment to protect volunteer firefighters in the future. And what we've seen previously is rural fire in Queensland is the worst funded rural fire service in the country. And we see crumbs off the table in the past. But now this legislation has come in, it really is going to be in the fire service's best interest and best financial interest to increase the support to rural fire brigades because it's going to bring their work cover premiums down.